ALPA preps for new pilot fatigue rules. Gamma and New Mexico to rally round general aviation. And Jeppesen introduces a new app for VFR charts. This is Aero News for Friday, August the 9th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Airline Pilots Association International hosted a special meeting this week, bringing together representatives from government agencies, airlines, and aviation labor groups to ensure that all parties involved in the implementation of new pilot fatigue rules next year are on the same page. More than 200 people attended the Part 117, A Path to Implementation Conference. Wide-ranging discussions included a thorough overview of the new rule, all aspects of implementing the new flight and duty time regulations and minimum rest requirements, and available software tools. ALPA President Captain Lee Moak said, quote, "For decades, ALPA has been fully engaged in efforts to change the flight time duty time regulations to reduce fatigue and enhance safety for all. And with the final rule set to go into effect on January 4, 2014, we thought it was imperative to bring key people together to ensure an on-time arrival of this essential change in regulations." End quote. Moak went on to express ALPA's dissatisfaction with one aspect of the new rules, saying, quote, "While we commend the FAA for its actions in proceeding toward implementation of Part 117, we are disappointed that cargo pilots will continue to be subject to antiquated fatigue rules. ALPA will continue to work tirelessly and strongly advocate for one level of safety for all types of flight operations and across the airline industry." End quote. ALPA says it will continue to work with the airlines and FAA to ensure the rule is properly implemented in a timely manner. Gamma, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, in partnership with Aspen Avionics, Bendix King by Honeywell, and Eclipse Aerospace, will hold a rally celebrating general aviation's contributions to the economy on August the 12th in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Governor Susana Martinez, U.S. Senator Tom Udall, and Albuquerque Mayor Richard Berry will be the featured speakers. Representatives from Aspen Avionics, Bendix King by Honeywell, Eclipse Aerospace, and AOPA will also make remarks. Hundreds of aviation enthusiasts are expected to attend, including representatives from local aviation manufacturing companies, businesses that use general aviation to ensure their commercial success, and members of the military. The general aviation industry contributes more than $150 billion to the U.S. economy annually and supports 1.2 million jobs nationwide. General aviation is one of the few remaining domestic manufacturing industries that provides a positive trade surplus for the United States. New Mexico is home to more than 4,500 FAA-certificated pilots and 174 civil and joint-use airports and heliports. General aviation helps thousands of businesses of all sizes become more productive and efficient and provides local communities with much-needed tax revenue and jobs. Let's not forget, too, that Albuquerque is home to the world's largest hot air balloon fiesta, with some 750 to 1,000 participating FAA-certificated pilots in an event contributing millions of dollars to the local Albuquerque and New Mexico statewide economies. Never fly with outdated charts again. Bob Belcher of Jeppesen explained at AirVenture recently that Jeppesen has an integrated digital mapping app that greatly increases the efficiency of using the iPad in the cockpit, which means less head-down time in the cockpit when navigating VFR. What allows this is that rather than using photographs of sectional charts, Jeppesen uses digitally generated maps. This allows much more flexibility in how the data is managed and, consequently, how it is presented to the pilot. When using the app, one can use the pinch zoom to zoom in on more than 400 airports or finger swipe to navigate the charts. This negates the need to toggle between maps. It has a moving map, flight planning capability, TFR information, flying modes, NOTAMs, and weather. It seamlessly gives you this information without having to change pages. It provides everything you have on a sectional chart plus additional information. It's easier to obtain that information as well. This, of course, is the A model of the app. It currently only covers the lower 48 states, and there is no weight and balance ability. Weight and balance information plus many more features are planned, however. The cost of the app is $49 per year, but Jeppesen is allowing a 30-day free trial. Subscribers will, of course, have access to all future updates. New leadership announcements were made Wednesday by Cessna that the company says will positively impact its Citation business jets. Bob King has been named business leader for the Mustang, M2, CJ2 Plus, CJ3, and CJ4 aircraft, and Brian Roloff has been named Vice President of Quality. In his new role, King will be responsible for overall profitability, as well as for guiding strategy within his product lines. He most recently served as Cessna's Vice President of Information Technology. Previous to this, King worked at Textron sister companies Jacobson and EasyGo, in addition to working for Textron's corporate office. Brian Roloff has accepted the position of Vice President of Quality with Cessna, in which he will lead the quality team and focus on Cessna's continued priority of producing and delivering superior products that exceed their customer expectations. Most recently, Roloff was business leader for the Mustang and the M2 jet aircraft. The sixth significant release of ForeFlight Mobile this year is now available for download from the App Store. ForeFlight Mobile 5.3 will allow users to view plate and taxi diagram map overlays on any of ForeFlight's own 13,000-plus geo-referenced diagrams and 700-plus geo-referenced airport diagrams on the moving map. When Aero News continues, will a baker be head chef at AOPA? Compair offers a new composite kit plane. And Helos, up close and personal.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Friday, August the 9th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The rumor mill has been working overtime in the past few days where it relates to who will be the new leader at AOPA. While the organization continues to say that no contract has been offered, no final decision made, indications are growing that it will be a baker who will take the heat at the top of the stumbling organization. Several highly placed sources now indicate that Mark R. Baker, a pilot currently leading Archard Supply Hardware, will get the nod. If confirmed, Mark Baker would be the second Baker to lead the organization after the extended and much celebrated leadership provided by John Baker from 1977 through 1990. Baker has been president and COO of Scotts Miracle-Gro from September 2008 to October 2010, before moving over to Orchard Supply Hardware, LLC, as president and CEO in March of 2011. Baker's connection to aviation is apparently not well documented. A San Jose Mercury News report noted that he uses a Cessna Caravan to visit the 91 Orchard stores around California and Oregon. AOPA, of course, is saying little, especially to us, but the odds are increasingly moving toward an announcement that could take place in a matter of days, and was widely reported anyway to be promised by early September. Florida-based Compair has introduced a new composite construction kit airplane that will feature piston or turbine engine choices and an option for pressurization. The company says the Compair 6.2 will be an, quote, easy-to-build, end quote, airplane, which can be ready to taxi in 4 weeks. The airplane is designed as a six-place high-wing fixed-gear airplane can be outfitted with retractable gear or floats. Its projected performance data includes a 181-knot cruise speed at sea level, 163 knots at 6,200 feet. The projected range is 850 nautical miles, stall speed at 61 knots. The kit is priced at $125,000, but that does not include the engine, engine mount, paint, upholstery, battery, avionics, and propeller. Compair says it is well established in the design, development, and production in completed and kit forms of experimental certified piston and turbine-powered composite utility and private business aircraft. According to their statistics, they've produced 9 different models and delivered over 400 aircraft kits and partially assembled aircraft in their 20-plus years of operation. These aircraft have flown an estimated total of 250,000 flight hours. It's not every day that people can get up close and personal with helicopters and the people who fly them, but you can do that tomorrow. On Saturday, August 10th, the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum will present Helicopters, an Educational Family Day at the Stephen F. Udvar-Hazy Center in Chantilly, Virginia. Part of the museum's Super Science Saturday series, the free event will take place from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Weather permitting, several helicopters will fly in for the day, including several privately owned aircraft and a Fairfax County Police Bell 429, WBAL-TV's A-STAR AS-350B, and an R-44 Rescue from Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue. Indoor and outdoor programming will focus on helicopters and how they work and include a QR code interactive hunt, helicopter-themed face painting, and art activities. The museum's vertical flight curator, Roger Connor, will conduct an Ask an Expert session and demonstrate remote-controlled helicopter flying. The team of University of Maryland students who set a world record with Gamera 2, a human-powered helicopter, will staff a display, and the Virginia Flyers will present remote control demonstrations. Super Science Saturdays focus on a different scientific concept each month. Through demonstrations and hands-on activities, they show young visitors how STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and math disciplines, relate to aviation and space exploration. While helos will be front and center at the Udvar-Hazy Center, it's hot air balloons that will fill the sky just outside of Kansas City. The USA Bank's Great Midwest Balloon Fest takes place today, tomorrow, and Sunday, adjacent to the Great Mall of the Great Plains in Olathe, Kansas. If you're in the area, why not follow the sound of my voice, come by and say hello. We'll try and teach you a little something about balloons while you're here. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.